University Writing Centre in Manchester, and in session writing classes motivate students to write, so universal theme, so that's good.
Thanks very much, Robert. Okay, so I'm a senior language tutor and materials writer and course coordinator of the in session programme at the University of Manchester. And I'm going to draw on those three roles in my talk this afternoon. It's nice to see so many people here. I apologise that there aren't enough seats for everybody. I hope they're not too uncomfortable. I'm going to talk about the specific teaching context of the University of Manchester in session programme, which leads to a number of challenges for tutors teaching on it. I'm going to consider some responses to those challenges for tutors. So let's start with the teaching context. It covers a number of skill areas, although my focus today is on writing. Quite a lot of students registered in the previous academic year. The majority are from PGTs, with a few significant minorities of PGRs undergrads. And the in-sessional courses run semester one, semester two, with a little bit after the Easter holiday. And the attendance in semester one looks like this. Perhaps familiar to people who work in similar institutions. The maximum class size is theoretically 50. This is an average over the first semester, dropping down to sort of 8 or less in the final weeks of the term. And there's a number of reasons for this attrition. Students say timetable clashes or deadlines for coursework. The courses itself, we run 18 workshops per week in semester one, but students only go to one per week. And they're mostly late in the day, when it's getting dark and cold in the evenings. It's voluntary, free of charge but non-credited. There's an initial diagnostic test, but no other assessment, and we've got a team of 12 tutors on the programme. Generally, the classes are split according to the four faculties of the university, so quite general. There are some more specific classes, for example, for business or management of projects. There's also then even more specific. I've been involved in a course for computer scientists who are mostly PGTs. There are other specific arrangements with other schools around the university. This is the one I'm involved in as a tutor and materials developer. I don't get involved with those other specific arrangements. Despite this kind of specific nature of some of the classes, they're very much multidisciplinary. Even within my computer science group, there's quite a range of writing needs. Some students are doing essentially computer programming, some are doing sort of survey-based dissertations, and some are doing IT management. And of course, there's very different writing styles and writing needs within those three sub-disciplines. And there's continuous attrition and enrolment. You can get different people there week by week, although you tend to get a core, students will come and go throughout the semester. The structure of the course starts with general academic writing skills, moves on to specific sections of a research report or dissertation, and we've got mainly our own materials, which have evolved over several years. And they're essentially standalone workshops because of this students coming and going, attrition and enrolment. So, how have I turned this into a presentation? Well, essentially, it's a piece of action research, which I've done retrospectively, if you like. So I've taken what I've done over the last few years in my role as course coordinator, materials developer and tutor, and reflected on it, using a number of data sources, attendance figures, student feedback questionnaires, materials, reactions to materials. My own dissertation was to do with the computer science programme I mentioned earlier, and other bits and pieces from the literature. So, that's the teaching context. What are these challenges for tutors in context? The first one is a big one. What exactly should we teach? Should it involve any writing? If so, how can the tutor motivate the students to write, given the things I mentioned earlier? And how can the tutor feed back on what the students write? Let's deal with those three in turn. The first one, most of the workshops have this kind of structure. Some genre analysis, some restricted practice, and some freer writing practice. I think a fairly familiar sort of structure. It's a question though, should students actually do writing? Should there be this freer writing stage in a writing workshop? There's an interesting study in Bas Dertman's book about a thesis writing course, which doesn't involve the students actually doing any writing at all. It's pretty much entirely genre analysis and some sort of language work. My personal view is that there should be some writing in writing classes. And for the sake of clarification, when I say writing, I mean paragraph length writing, as opposed to sentence or individual word length writing. What do students think? Do they agree with me? Do they want to do writing? Here are some comments from students' feedback surveys. Now, these are from different tutors' classes over the last few years. Have a look at them. This suggests to me two things. At least some students do want to do writing, in Bas Dertman's words, but some of the tutors are not doing writing. They're perhaps just doing the genre analysis and language work stages of it. Although in most of the materials we've tried to include opportunities for that writing. The second challenge, as I mentioned, is motivation. Given the timing of the class, students are often tired. As I mentioned before, voluntary, non-credited, and there's no assessment to actually keep them there. How can the tutor feed back, given the classes are quite large, starting at up to 50, as I said, given that they come and go? I once had a group, about 40 students turned up, and I diligently collected in some writing they'd done, marked it all back the next week. 20 students there, of whom only 10 had been there the previous week. Pretty inefficient use of my time as a tutor. We've had little support from VLEs, so it's not even an option to post feedback on there. And this starts to sort of connect to my previous question. Does this lack of feedback demotivate students? Does it contribute to the attrition? So, responses to these challenges. I'm going to talk to you firstly about the kind of writing tasks that we put into some of our materials. I'm then going to talk to you about classroom techniques that can be used to encourage students to write, particularly focusing on ways of doing feedback. So, writing tasks, essentially responding to this question from Alexander, Arjun and Spencer, how can I give them something to write about in class? Okay. Here are some materials, and some of these were developed by my colleagues at ULC. This is what I call the deep end approach. Now, this is from a workshop about introductions and conclusions, and I find this works quite well when you've got a class that are mainly PGRs. People doing PhDs seem to be able to talk about and write about their research at the drop of a hat. However, I often get undergrads and PGT students coming in who say, I've never written an essay in English before. I've never done any research before, so I can't do this. And they don't write it. So, there are different degrees of support that can be given. One thing is to give them a little bit more focus. Now, this is from a session about different functions in academic writing. It's basically choose a function and write about it. So it's quite personalised, but a bit more focused than the previous deep end task. The other option is to give them some notes and get them to write from those. Now, this is from the computer science writing course that I mentioned to you before. It's essentially a process description of what the computers are doing behind the scenes when somebody uses an ATM. And I found this works quite well with PGT and undergrad students who say, I don't have anything to write about. Having said that, note-taking is a very personal skill, and it doesn't work so well with if you base the task on authentic academic texts, necessarily. This is from a session on writing results, reporting results. It gives them a table and a graph of a very simple science experiment. Heating water to boiling and measuring the temperature. Okay? And this may seem extremely simplistic, but I find students will actually sit and produce quite a nice paragraph of text in about 20 minutes with this stimulus. Speculating on why the water doesn't boil at exactly 100 degrees Celsius. So, another valid alternative to that deep end approach I mentioned before. Another approach is regenering, giving the students a semi-formal or informal article, kind of thing you find in The Economist or The New Scientist, which is reporting some academic research, and getting them to rewrite the, or an extract of it at least, in the style of an academic article. The final materials trick is, I find, to put some lined paper on the handout. I almost felt ashamed of including this in my presentation, but I just find it's a very clear visual prompt for students to write. I often include a suggested first line, as I have for the ATM task here, and it avoids the student saying, I don't have any paper, I can't do any writing. A few words then about classroom techniques. Firstly, I can get students to write individually, also write in small groups or pairs, and then I can think about how to do feedback. Now, there's a few options here. The big two I work with are individual correction, which is me going around with my red pen and correcting students individually. The other one is a kind of delayed aggregated correction, the kind of thing you do after a speaking activity, collecting example sentences as samples from students. There are also options with peer correction, using model answers and reformulation. Let's talk through those in turn. One factor that certainly influences what I do in terms of these is the number of students present, so where I am on that declining curve of attendance. This table kind of summarises what I do. If I think how to convey this to you, then I ended up with a table. With larger classes, I'm more likely to use group and pair writing. I've got 50 or 60 warm bodies in front of me. I'm more likely to do some sort of aggregated correction. And with smaller classes, I'm more likely to use individual writing and individualised correction. The key, I think, for tutors is to try and be flexible in the approach. In addition to using these feedback techniques, many of the lessons at the University of Manchester have model answers to go with them. Now, some of these are the original text that the task was sourced from. And this brings up a number of issues for students. The original text may be too perfect, intimidatingly perfect, as a lecturer in computer science said to me. And there's a study by Pramathuk which says that students don't really see model answers as a form of feedback. Reformulation is another option. I think a fairly familiar definition. We might argue about native writer, proficient writer in there. Designed to promote noticing. The issue I have is the implication is still that the tutor collects in all the writing and reformulates it individually for each student, which, given the attrition and the irregular attendance, is perhaps not always possible. So one thing I'm considering as a result of doing this, this research is to get tutors at Manchester to write their own answers for the tasks, the writing tasks, Because perhaps that isn't going to be quite as intimidating as the perfect model answer from a journal article, for example. Moving on then, what do people think about this? Tutors at Manchester, some of them don't seem to like doing writing. Some of them do like the achievable writing tasks, the notes, the table and graph, the regenering that I showed you before. Student feedback is generally very positive. This is from an engineering and physical science group. Although we got 28 responses to this, you can't get responses from those students who are not coming to the class anymore. So the attrition affects the sample group for feedback. We've done a lot more redevelopment, particularly this year. Here are two comments from, modestly, I might say, from my students. The key things they're saying there are that they are doing some writing, in vast open sense. There is some review, some feedback, and there's some positive thoughts coming out of it. They seem to like this. Two students is obviously not significant as a sample size, but there's nothing in the feedback to indicate that they don't want to do this writing. Doing this presentation has made me think about lots of other things I should be doing researching in this area. I think there's room for some sort of systematic investigation of what students and tutors think of these writing classes and the writing tasks. I've heard a lot of interesting stuff today about how different language centres around the country are becoming more engaged with, embedded with different academic schools. Certainly as a first step, I think we need to do more engagement with subject lecturers on our programme. And as I mentioned, another option is to develop some reformulated answers rather than using possibly daunting journal articles as an answer. So, let me review what I've talked about before I take your questions. I've set out the teaching context at Manchester, and I've then talked through some challenges that tutors face. What to teach, if writing is involved, how to feedback, and how to motivate students. I've considered the different responses in terms of materials development, the different writing tasks, in particular the writing from notes, writing from a table or graph, the regenering and other things. The different classroom techniques for feedback that I mentioned. And okay, that's everything I was going to say to you today. I'll be happy to now answer some of your questions if you have any. Yes?
I just wondered if you thought about how technology might help you with this difficulty of, and whether, say, blogs or students in class writing on tablets to a joint. I don't know. Is there any way it could help?
Right, so the question's about technology. One response is to think about virtual learning environments. I've been fighting a lonely battle to get access to Blackboard virtual learning environment for my tutors and my students. It seems perfectly possible, but the people in admin don't seem willing to do the work, frankly. So there's a kind of block there to doing it. You mentioned tablets. I mean, if students bring their own tablet or laptop in, great. The rooms we teach these classes in are about twice the size of this, and they have one computer in. Were there any other forms of technology you were interested in?
Well, that's what I just wondered, if they're able to then see each other's work, that might be motivating. It's very hard for you, especially if you've got 50 or whatever, to... But I don't know the answer.
I mean, again, in virtual learning environments, the ideal place where students can post, and I'm still pushing to get Blackboard.
That sounds brilliant.
Yes?
Just one thing to follow up on. Thanks very much for quoting it, Alexandra. That's very kind of you. Something we did in there, which you could consider, since you have got one computer, is something that we've found is quite nice, is you type and they write as a class. So you're actually the scribe, and you're just sort of eliciting what are we going to say, and the whole class is working together. What I find interesting is that I can't get students in my initiation classes to write, because actually they're there for what Ursula was talking about this morning, the scholarship aspects, that they don't actually know how to do keyword searching, find appropriate sources, surf through Google Scholar, select, integrate, that's the stuff they can't do. And they sort of don't want me to help them with writing. They want me to help them with all of that stuff that goes before it. So I think context is everything. I really do. I think, you know, some people, students are coming along and they want writing, and others it's different. But, you know, that is one thing you have to consider, is just you, the scribe, and then the doing.
Yeah, good old Microsoft Word. I have used it. It's
yeah,
a good idea.
Not, yeah.
Okay, there was a question on the right over here, I think.
To follow up on what Karen was saying,
yeah.
Google Docs is actually a good alternative to a VLE. We tried using that on our pre-sessional, because our pre-sessional students can't get access to the VLE until they become members of the university. So we did a Google Docs, and you can create wikis within that, and they can collaborate. So it's actually a nice alternative if you're thinking about, and they can use it synchronously, asynchronously, which I've asked for actually.
That's another good idea. I think some of my colleagues have tried that. But it's getting something that works for everybody, I think.
You mean a kind of homework
Type thing? Well, not homework, a task to do, maybe link it to their own own work or subject area.
It's the issue of the declining attendance
we have like a final few days where we're basically checking on they pass the course, and it's sort of keeping them busy, and they know that they've done everything they need to either pass or fail that course. But we used it, we put them in subject groups, and we flipped the classroom, so it gave us more time. And it's actually worked really well. And we put them in small seminar sort of groups to work together and produce things. And so sort of sometimes, I mean, I'm not saying you work, but sometimes giving the students a motivation to come to class, rather than saying, right.
I think it's a really good idea. I mean, I might try and do a bit more of that. The issue I have is that because the classes are open to any students, you get people coming even in the last week. This was my last week of teaching. This guy turned up and said, my name's Arthur, I'm an electrical engineer. Teach me academic writing. And I had to have something ready for him.
But it's about motivating the ones that come regularly. I think, you've got to sort of, you just sit him with the engineers or with the science, even if it's an art science step,
yeah.
And they find their own. But I think I agree with what Owen was saying, that about also incorporating the reading and the finding arguments in text. I think if you can make it makes relevant to what they're having to do, rather than just seeing writing as an isolated.
It's the kind of bolt-on nature of the course, I think, is the issue. Yes.
With Google Docs, in theory, it was possible for all the students to be working on one text, and you just show that text on the screen, wouldn't it?
Yes, I think it's a really good idea.
And you'd be just another person inputting.
And collaboratively writing.
At the same time.
Yeah.
There'd be a lot of good discussion.
You can also get them to comment on each other's work as well, so to post something and to comment on it, which can be done synchronously within classes, Andy's suggesting, but you can also, then they do that at home as well.
It's the kind of obligation to make students bring a tablet, all that sort of thing. They all seem to have them. They do usually have them.
Well,
been talking quite interesting quite a lot about viewing writing as a sort of an act of thinking, and I wondered if you'd looked at sort of increasing the sort of engagement with the materials and the issues prior to writing as a way of motivating the students.
Yeah, I mean, I showed this page here. The issue is how much time there is in the session. I would like, perhaps, for some of them to include, as you say, some preparation or something before the session. So I think that's another angle to think about.
Sorry, I've got a confession. I'm sure we're all struggling with the same issues. Here at the LSE, students have 1 hour a week, which is normally 50 minutes, given the coming and going to the class. And we have the same decline rate because it's free, essentially. And so just two quick points. First of all, we've got a policy now that every session needs to be self-contained. so it doesn't move to the next one because you don't know who's coming. And that's actually ingrained now as an incessional approach. And secondly, we've decided that because of the number decline, that initially we only deal with kind of cognitive writing issues, which then lead into possibly more workshop-based writing. Because we want to maximise when there's 40 students in the class, and those students are not 20 aren't going to come back in about 4 weeks' time. And so, in other words, the writing provision mirrors the rhythm of the attendance. Excuse me.
As a comment. No, I mean I think it's an entirely. I think there's these two approaches, aren't there? Do you give them something like the lady there was saying to make them come again, something to do at home, or do you have them stand alone? Ours are more stand alone at the moment, but I can definitely see some motivation towards giving them something to keep them thinking. Yes?
We had the same problem with attrition. Yeah. We were there actually 5 weeks. We now run, really for other pragmatic reasons, 3 week sign-ups, where they commit to three and they sign up for. And so they can do a variety of things, but they're only, it's like almost like gym membership, they're only committing to that 3 week slot.
What happens if, I can ask you, what happens if they don't come to one of, say they just come to one and not to the second?
It does happen. We probably have, so we open it up, say, to 40, 20 come, you might get 15, you know, it does go down, but I think because it's seen as a contained unit, it's not committing for the rest of.
It's more of a manageable chunk, 3 weeks, isn't it? Yeah.
So it's just an idea. You have got an easy way of signing up, and they can also do a variety of things during the term.
That's a good idea. That's two questions. Yes.
Can I say something about the lay people? If students don't come, it's your fault. They don't think they're learning anything.
And I'm going to challenge Andy on that, because I actually think that there's a small group of students who are what I would call in denial. Is that they don't want to know that there's something they need to know, because the effort involved in switching from the way they think they're going to get through strategically to what you're telling them about the way that you need to get through is just too big a step. And they, as soon as they come and they realise that you're telling them something that that's going to take a lot of work and they've already got a lot of other work, they're like, no, I can manage this in a different sort of way. And it's not until semester two when they fail their exams that they come back and go, okay, well, I was wrong. Now what are you going to do for me? And I think that's the biggest problem with motivation in sessionally, is that deniers.
I think that's a very interesting point. If I could just respond to them. I have a theory I call the free jam hypothesis, which is that students come at the start of term to get the free jam, the secret of academic writing. They realise it actually involves a lot of effort. The other thing is the tutor welfare side of it. We have tutors on short-term contracts who often feel they're being judged by this attempt, or could feel their job is insecure.
Final question.
Final question, yeah.
Yeah. Do you do, how much work do you do in terms of time on task in relation to the, I don't like to use the word main studies, I think we're, you know, I'm similar to all of that, but how much do you do on time on task?
When you say time on task, what exactly?
Related to what they might be studying on the degree programme, in terms of them, in terms of workshops, do you get them to bring that piece rather than, I mean, you presented some ideas there, which is quite nice, actually, but they may not be directly related to the work that they're doing, the skills around them.
I think a lot of the issue we have is that it's very multidisciplinary, where is my point on that? They are from all different courses.
Yeah.
So I can ask a student from physics to bring in an essay, but then in the same room I've got somebody doing international fashion retailing, and it's a very different thing, but it's in the same faculty. So probably not enough is the answer.
Okay, so we better stop there. So thank you very much.